Shalom to all. Welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's MR, that is Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. And this Parsha begins with instructing the Kehanim with halachas that are unique to them due to their elevated status in Kedusha. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shalom Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, and Mar Lakan bnei Aaron, say to the Kehanim, the sons of Aaron, Vamar Talim, and tell them, Lenefesh lo yitam ba'amav, to a soul, you may not make yourself impure among his people. This means that a Kayan is not allowed to be metamel emes. He is not allowed to be in the vicinity or touch a dead person and become Tamei Meis. Now let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, Emor al Kayanim, Sit to the Kayanim, Emor v'amarta. The Pasuk seems to be repeating itself. It says Emor al Kayanim, and then it says v'amarta aleihem. L'hazer g'dayim al k'tanim. This is a command for the older ones to caution the younger ones not to become Tamei Meis either. B'nei Aaron, yoch chalalim. You might think that a chalal is included in this halacha. Now a chalal is a child born from a union that is forbidden between a Kayan and someone else, and they are not really treated like Kayanim, so you might think that they are also included in this halacha, that they're not to become Tamei Meis. Tamei Leimer, that's what the Pasuk tells us. HaKayanim, only if they're full-fledged kain, b'nei Aaron, af balimun b'mashma. This is even a kain that has a mum, he has a blemish, he may not become tamei lemeis. B'nei Aaron, v'le b'nei Aaron, the girls do not have this issue. Lo yitam ba'amav, b'yit shameis b'seich amav. This is only when the mace, this dead person, is among the nation, meaning there is someone that can deal with him, there is a person that's able to bury this deceased person. Yatzei meis mitzvah, this excludes a meis mitzvah, a person that died, he has no relatives, he has no one to bury him, so a kain has a chiv to bury him, even though he's going to become tamei. Let's go back to the Chumash Pasuk Beis. Kiim lo she'era, except for his relative, Hakarav Elav, which is closest to him, Le'imai L'aviv, a Kayan's mother or father, Livnai L'vitai L'achiv, his son, his daughter, or his brother, V'lachas Habsul Akreva Elav, and his virgin sister, his non-married sister, which is close to him, Asher Lo Haisal Ish, that she was not to a man, meaning she's not married, Lo Yitama, he should be Matama to her. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Kiim L'she'era, what does it mean, his relative, Ein She'era Ela Ishtai, is referring to his wife. And the next Pasuk in Rashi tells us, Hakreva Elav, what does that mean, she's close to him, L'rabbi Sa'arusa, this includes, even if she's an Arusa, she's already engaged, but since she's not fully married, he is able to be matamater. Asher lo haisal ish lemishkav. That means she never laid carnally. She never was with a man in a physical relationship. And that is the type of sister he's allowed to be matamatu. Lo yitama, Rashi says mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah to be matamater. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Lo yitama baal ba'amav lehechaloi. A husband among his people shall not make himself impure to desecrate him. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Lo yitama baal ba'amav, Pasuk Dalet. Lo yitama, he shouldn't make himself impure leishtai pasula, to his unfitting wife, shehu mechulal ba, he became defiled or desecrated through this wife of his. Ba'ayda imay, while she's with him as a wife, meaning he married someone that he wasn't allowed to marry, so when she passes away, he is not allowed to be metapa with her kfur, he's not allowed to become tamay to her. And back to Chumash Pasuk with more halachas that a kohen has to keep to. Lo'ikrachu karcha b'roisham, they are not allowed to make a bald spot on their head. Rashi tells us that this has to do with a mace, meaning they're in anguish or in pain because someone died. They're not allowed to make a bald spot on their head because of that. Upa'asukhanim lo'ikalechu, and they're not allowed to shave the edge or corner of their beards, with sarm loistu saratas, and on their flesh they are not allowed to make a scratch. This isser also applies to a regular Yisrael and a Levi, not just a Kain. The pasuk continues, Kedashim yu lelekehem, they shall be holy to their God, v'lo yichalu, and they shall not desecrate or defile shem lelekehem, the name of their God, ki esi she Hashem, because the fire offering of Hashem, lechem lelekehem, the food of their God, he makrivim, they bring it close to the mizbeach, v'hayu kodesh, and they must be holy. Since the kehanim bring karbonis, they're on a higher level of kedusha. Ishazay navachal lelekehem, they are not allowed to marry a woman who's a zayna or chalala. V'isha gerusha mei yishah la'ikachu, and a woman who's divorced from her husband, they're also not allowed to marry her. Ki kadesh hu la'ikav, because he is kadesh to his God. V'kidashtayin, you shall sanctify him. Ki eslechem la'ikachu makar, because he offers the bread of Hashem. Again, he offers the karbonus, which is like the food of Hashem. Kadesh yelach, he shall be holy to you. Ki kadesh ani Hashem kadishchem, for I, Hashem, who sanctifies you, am holy. And let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin, what exactly is a zayna? Shenivala be'ilas Yisrael ha'asrila. She had relations with a person who's usher to her, kagan chayav krisis, someone whom she's chayav karis with this relationship, such as a brother, father, one of the immediate relatives, a nasan, a person who's a nasan or mamzer. So a kain is not allowed to marry this woman who is a zayna, and chalala, shenolda min apsulim shepakuna, she's born from an illegal union that a kain had with someone else. This woman is considered a chalala. Kagan, for example, bas almana mikain gadol, we have the daughter of a widow that had married a kain gadol, a bas grusha of a chalutza mikain hadit, we have a daughter of a divorcee or a chalutza that married a kain hadit, mechenshin is chalam in akuna, ide bias echem apsulim lakuna. If she became a chalala because she had improper relations with someone who is possible from Kuna, and therefore there's going to be a double issa over here that she's a chalala and she's a zayna, these people are usher to be married by a kohen. And Rashi Pasachas continues, V'kidashtein, you shall sanctify him al karchay, against his will. She'im loy ratza legarsh, if he doesn't want to divorce this wife of his, halkeu v'yasreu achi garsh. You shall hit him and strike him until he divorces this wife. Kaddish yalach, nohag by kedusha. You have to treat a kohen with an extra level of holiness. Liftaych rishim b'chol davar, you allow him to start first with everything. Levarch rishim b'suda, he gets to make the bracha first. By the suda, we know that there's this elevated level of kedusha that we have to treat kohanim with. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Ubasa ish kohen and the daughter of a kohen kisecha liznos, if she desecrates by being mezane, as a vio himechales, she's defiling her father, but ish tisarf, she should be burned in fire. Rashi Pasuk Tes tells us, kisecha liznos, kishetischal al yidei znos, when she desecrates by way of having znos, shahaisa ba zikas bal vizanza, she was already connected to a husband, and she was mezane, oimene erson, oimene anasuin, this is either if she was engaged or she was already married. And Rabbi Sein Nechlu Badavar, there happens to be a machlaikas about this, vakol maidim, everyone agrees, shalai di brakasa bepnuya, that the Pasuk is not talking about a pnuya, which is a woman who's not married at all. As a via himechaleles, what does that mean? She desecrates, she defiles her father. Chilo ubiza es kvaydei. She desecrated and she degraded his honor. She'aimim olav, they say about him, arashizu yalad, arashizu gidal. Cursed is the one that he gave birth to her and that he raised her. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, we discuss even a more elevated level of Kedusha. The Pasuk tells us, v'akayin ha-gadol me'echav, and the kayin gadol, who's more elevated than his brothers, asher yutak al-roshay shemen ha-mishcha. How is he more elevated? He had the shemen ha-mishcha poured on his head, umili yasyadi l'lubash ha-sabgadim, and he became inaugurated to wear the special vestments of the kayin gadol. As roshay la-yifra, he is not allowed to leave his head uncut. U'begadav la-yifram, he is not allowed to tear his clothing. This is an isser that specifically the kayin gadol has, that he is not allowed to leave his head uncut, and he's not allowed to tear his begadim, even though a close relative of his died. Let's just take a quick look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud, lo yifra, lo yigadol para al evil. He is not allowed to grow his hair wild because he's an avel. Ve'ezu gidol para. What does that mean? He's growing his hair wild. Yosim shleishim yom. This is more than 30 days. Meaning he is not allowed to leave his hair uncut for more than 30 days. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Alkol nafshes meis lo yavoy. He's not allowed to even come into contact with any dead person. Lo aviv ulima leitama. Even to his mother and his father, he is not allowed to be metame himself. Umin amikdash leyetze. He is not allowed to even leave the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'lo yichalel, and he should not defile or desecrate es mikdash alaykov, the mikdash of his God, ki nezer shemen mishchas alaykov alav ani Hashem, for the crown, which is the oil of Hashem's anointment, is on him, I am Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'kol nafshei smeis ba'oil ha'meis. He's not allowed to go into an oil, into a tent, an area, a house that has a deceased person. Nafshei smeis l'havi revias damen ha'meis she'etamim ba'oil la'aviv l'ima lo'yitama lo'y ba'el hatur le'meis mitzvah. This is only telling us that he does have a heter to be metamim to meis mitzvah. He's walking along the street. He sees someone passed away. There's no one else to deal with him. So the kohen gadol himself is allowed to be metamim to that meis mitzvah. However, to his mother and father themselves, he is not allowed to be metamim to them. And Pasuk Yud Beis and Rashi continues, v'min ha'mikdash l'yetzei eino ha'el chachamito. He doesn't even follow the coffin of his mother and father. V'oid mikan lamd Rabbi Senu. Over here we learn, she'kohen gadol makir v'oinein, that the kohen gadol, he serves in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's an oinein. This is the stage before a relative is buried, and we know that a regular oinein is not chayv in any sort of mitzvahs. The kohen gadol, he still does the avodah. V'chein mashmai, and this is what we can learn from the pasuk. Af imesu av v'ima, even though his father or mother died, he does not leave the Beis HaMikdash. He continues doing the avodah. He's not desecrating the avodah by doing it as an oinin, because the pasuk says he should do it. However, if he did the avodah when he was an oinin, so then he desecrated the avodah. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, still talking about a kohen gadol. And he shall marry a woman only if she's a besula, she's a virgin. Almana ugrusha v'chalala zayna, an almana, a widow, a grusha, divorcee, chalala, we've already described that, and Zaina, we also describe that as Elo lo yikach. He is not allowed to marry any of those women. Ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. He's only allowed to take for himself a wife, a virgin from his nation. V'lo yichal zar ba'amav, and he shall not desecrate or defile his children from among his nation. Ki ani Hashem mekadoshay, because I am Hashem that has sanctified him. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudal, tells us v'chalala shenaldim besula kuna. She was born from a forbidden union to a kain. V'lo yichal zar. The next pasuk in Rashi says ha'im nasa achas min apsulas. If he does marry one of these women that are apostle him, Zare Hemena Chol Midin Kedushas Kuhuna. So then the offspring that comes from this union is possible for Kuhuna, and they are not considered Kadesh. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the second Aliyah in Parshas Emor tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.